Just watch yourself today or tomorrow if you're listening at night. Make a note, mental note, during the day of how many negative thoughts you have towards people. Maybe people you work with, maybe members of your family, maybe strangers you've never laid eyes on. But notice the strain of negativity that goes through your mind towards certain people in a given situation. That's a form of grumbling. It's complaining. It's a form of a disrespect to God. And at the, of course, obviously, it's unloving, to say the least. It's the opposite of love. Number four, cussing. Now, I'm sure most people who listen to Nightlight don't cuss. But I am a man of unclean lips, dwelling in the midst of a people of unclean lips. That's where I came from. And I want to tell you, I hear testimonies of people who say when they met the Lord, the first thing God did was clean up their mouth. Well, I wish that was true for me. It wasn't the first thing God did for me, and I still struggle with it. And if I'll just stop watching the news and reading the newspaper, I probably could clean up a lot of my language immediately. But I've talked about this in previous messages, and I'm not trying to be funny about it because I don't take it lightly. I believe that cussing is a very evil thing, and that when Christians do it, we are more guilty of misusing the power of the tongue than pagans are, because our mouth has creative, God-ordained authority in it for good. Life and death is in the power of the tongue, Proverbs tells us. You'll eat good by the fruit of your mouth. Many, many other verses we could cite. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. So when I speak a cuss word, you know, that if you call the devil an ugly name, he takes it as worship, because you're operating in the spirit of the kingdom that he rules. When Jesus wanted to pay the devil back for cutting off John the Baptist's head, he went out and healed everybody he saw. That's why you pay the devil back. And I don't need to dwell on that, but I just keep saying, folks, Mary gets frustrated at me when I talk like this. She says, you're going to have people thinking that you're just a raving lunatic that runs around the house screaming and yelling and cussing. It's not that. It's just that in those given moments when some horrible thing has happened or I get news about some stupidity that has been ensconced as a new law, pushed through by a bunch of nincompoops who don't have any right to be in the office they sit in, except that God has given us the kind of stupid rulers that we deserve, sometimes I will let expletives come out of my mouth that should not be in the mouth of a believer. Shouldn't be. But it's a habit, and it's a habit of the heart. And I've never been able to overcome bad language by somebody telling me, you shouldn't talk ugly. I've never gotten that. That sounds to me like a third grade school mom washing little boys' mouths out with soap, you know, which I've always thought was kind of a bizarre thing. But I'll tell you what began to change it in me was when I saw that I was misusing my mouth that God had given creative authority to, and I was wasting bullets by speaking negative words or unclean words or words that we technically call cussing. Am I making sense? I couldn't overcome it just because